ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुः श्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्यां मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्माः ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति 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 हरिः। ॐ ॐ मे मै लिम्स् स्पीच् वैटल् फोर्स् ऐस् इयर्स् एस् आल्सो स्ट्रेन्थ् अण्ड् आल् दि आर्गन्स् बिकम् वेल् डेवलप्ड्। Everything is the Brahman revealed in the Upanishads. May I not deny Brahman? May not Brahman deny me? Let there be no spurning of me by Brahman. Let there be no rejection of Brahman by me. May all the virtues that are spoken of in the Upanishads repose in me, who am engaged in the pursuit of the Self. May they repose in me. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. We have been studying this marvelous story of Satyakama Jabala. We have seen so far this boy had a desire to have Brahman knowledge, knowledge of Brahman. That means he wants liberation. So he wants to get the instructions from a competent guru. A competent guru is none other than a knower of Brahman, Brahmagna. And he must have heard about this Gautama Rishi. So he decided, I will become a student, a disciple of this Gautama Rishi. So he approached his mother. So yes, he will be able to answer when he approaches his guru, who are you? What is your lineage? So the mother told him, I do not know. And then he came to the guru, and as usual, the guru questioned him, and he asked him, what is your lineage? Then he replied, I asked my mother, and she said, I do not know. Immediately the rishi, he was not an ordinary person. What does an ordinary person do? You are not qualified. You are not a Brahmana. You are a low caste person or a person who is totally ignorant. According to our protocol, all the directions given by our organization, you are not fit to become a real student. No. But what did Sri Ramakrishna do? What did Holy Mother do? There is a beautiful incident. Holy Mother once was coming to Calcutta from Jayarambati. There was a railway station. I think it must be at Vishnupur. So until that place, she had to come by bullock cart or so. So they were waiting for the arrival of the train. Meanwhile, a porter working in that small railway station approached, saw one look instantaneously. He recognized, Ma, Sita, you are here. How did he recognize? Nobody knows. Externally, to what lineage does he belong? But mother also accepted, come my son, I will initiate you. Mother saying, I will initiate you, is equivalent to saying, I am going to liberate you, but I require an excuse to give you liberation. So, I am going to give you mantra. I am going to accept you. That is only an excuse to bestow the grace. So then and there was no proper water. Probably there was no time also. So I saw there was small mud puddle. There was a small water, and she took it and sprinkled on herself, on the would-be disciple, and initiated him then and there. This is a story, mystery story. How did he recognize her? And there was no formality. There is no description. The Holy Mother asked, what is your name? What is your gotra? Etc. The very fact he could recognize her, which very few devotees could do, even in those days. Now only we are living by faith. I am Sita, Holy Mother herself has said. But how many people understand really? How did he recognize? There must have been a purva janma samskara sambandha, relationship. Then such a person is fit. You are my mother. If he has accepted Holy Mother as mother, then Holy Mother accepted him as my child. And she, I am the Divine Mother. Divine Mother will only give divine nourishment, which is knowledge. So this Gautama Rishi, Haridrumata Gautama, he recognized, you are none other than a Brahmana. Because frankly, to admit I do not know is the harshest truth. Very few people want to tell like that. So, accepting a Brahmana, nobody will really tell like this. Therefore, you are a Brahmana. I have accepted you. Bring firewood. I will teach you. So, he must have been teaching something. We do not know. This story is very, very short. Sankshipta, we call it. It's only to give us the real knowledge. So, after some time, there must have been the Gautama Rishi must have a huge hermitage, huge number of students, of which there is no information given in this particular story, because he must have been having at least hundreds of cows. Some cows, for whatever reason, were not strong. So he chose 400 and entrusted the responsibility. Satyakama, you go and tend to them, and when they have become strong, both strength-wise and numerical-wise, then return instantaneously. No regretting, no thinking, no guiltiness. Immediately he said, your words are God's commandment so far as I am concerned. Immediately he gathered the cows, and then he said, I will not return until they all become strong, both health-wise, also numerical-wise. And day and night, he was busy looking after them, whole day, just like any other cow herd who will look after. But you know, night, whatever the cows eat, they also sleep. And while sleeping, a part of their sleeping process is to bring out the cud and chew them properly, and then again send into another part of their stomach. So therefore, as soon as it is dusk, so he would gather all the cows in one place and then see that they are safely enclosed, whatever, and then he will not neglect. The guru must have given some instructions. He will light up a fire and go on meditating. And that meditation must have been the most marvelous thing in the world. Sri Ramakrishna's life, a parallel incident was there. Sri Ramakrishna got his training from a Shakta, great Shakta Sadhaka, before undertaking the worship of Mother Kali. His name was Kenaram Bhattacharya. It is said, when Sri Ramakrishna heard the Ishtadevata mantra, he gave a huge cry, shout, and became unconscious. Kenaram was shocked. He must have initiated a lot of people, but he never heard anybody overcome with the effect of the mantra. We don't know what happened. Guru was fortunate. disciple was even more fortunate. So Sri Ramakrishna came, he started doing, and later on he was describing, if I had made any mistakes in the process, in the krama, puja krama, first this ritual, part of the ritual, next this part of the ritual. So there was no guide at that time. You see, when a person performs yajna or sacrifice, usually there will be from the representing four Vedas, a Udgatru, a Samavedin, a Brahma, etc. And they will all have their different parts to play. And there is a master of all the Vedas, especially Atharvana Veda. That priest is called Brahma. And that Brahma is a master. So he would be looking the overall procedure. If anybody is doing correctly, he will say, right, proceed. Anybody is doing a little bit wrongly, he will correct. And sometimes, if the worshipper gets confused, say, the next part is this, the next part is this. In modern puja, this person is called Tantra Dharak or assistant pujari. So, this Sri Ramakrishna, he started worshipping. Maybe he might have committed some, what is called, first item he gave last, next item he gave first, something like that. But the Divine Mother, no, now you do this, now you do this, now you do this. Crystal clearly, Sri Ramakrishna said, Mother used to instruct me. Same thing happened to Shibhu Dada, Sri Ramakrishna's nephew. But the interesting part is, Sri Ramakrishna's devotion grew, so mature devotion, very soon, called Raga Bhakti. Then, when he was doing this worship in the manner prescribed, and there is food offering to be given, usually that comes at the last. But the mother, Divine Mother, started accepting the food, eating the food. Sri Ramakrishna said, no, you can't eat like that now. Because I have not uttered the mantra. Until I utter the mantra, that is not proper. But his devotion is, it will not wait for this kind of formality of worship. It is Raga Bhakti. Anyway, what I wanted to tell, this person was completely absorbed. And what is the intention? Intense prayer. What is the prayer? That I want to realize Brahman. And nothing else. And my guru instructed me to attain Chitta Shuddhi through this Karma Yoga. And that Karma Yoga is in the form of looking after the cows, etc. And he was not aware of the time. Now that is a marvelous fact we have to ponder upon. If somebody is instructed by one's own guru, you do meditation like this, and after a few minutes, depending upon the restlessness of the mind, the person will be going on, how much time had passed, how much time had passed. That shows the person is not really absorbed. So what is the proof that a person is really absorbed? He will be unaware of the passing of time. The same thing happened to Sri Ramakrishna. Meditation means passing the awareness of time, transcending time, and transcending time, forgetting time, not being aware of time, is another name for Ananda. That's a marvelous subject I mentioned many times. So, this Satyakama was completely absorbed, unaware. One day, after gathering his cows at dusk, see that they are well settled, he lit up a fire facing the eastern direction. That is, he was sitting in front of the fire and he started meditating. Suddenly, he heard these shabdas. That is why all the Vedas are called Shrutis, that which is heard. When the rishis became intensely meditative and they forgot and became identified with the object of their Ishta Devata or upon whom they are contemplating, any Devata, and suddenly they used to hear super divine truths, super sensuous truths. That is why they are called Shruti. One of the meaning of the word Shruti is they heard as it were. So that is exactly what happened here. Satyakama sat down and his mind was ready. When the field is ready, the seed will come automatically. That's what Swami Vivekananda had said. So here Shankaracharya gives us that beautiful guidance that one of the devatas or Brahman in the form of one of the devatas. And the same thing happened 4 times. So his tapasya in the form of Guru Sushrusha, serving the Guru, had borne fruit. And that also proves all knowledge, all Chaitanyam, all divinity is already within us. It is for us to remove the obstructions. Once obstructions are removed, everything shines naturally, automatically. That's what happened here. Bhagavan, Brahman, was satisfied and he appeared or he came in the form of a Rishabha, that is the leader of the cows, a bull, as if he was hearing. But actually it is Vayudevata. Why was Vayudevata so happy with Satyakama Jabala? Shraddha and Tapasya. Shraddha, that my Guru, Madguru, Jagadguru, Mannadaha, Jagannadaha, Madatma, Sarvabhutantaratma. So my Guru is Jagadguru. Who is Jagadguru? God Himself. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo, Maheshwaraha. So Shraddha. And that Shraddha resulted in Tapasya. What is Tapasya? Complete observance of the Guru's teachings. This is called Karma Yoga. Shivagnane Jiva Seva. So his heart was purified, his heart expanded, his heart became completely concentrated. So all these resultants of Karma Yoga started manifesting. And when we are ready, God is ready. God is already there, but we are unable to receive the grace of God because of our own coverings. So, being satisfied completely by the Shraddha and Tapasya, Bhagavan manifested in the form of Vayudevata, and as if the bull came and stood near him, and then he is addressing. That is the first one. What did it say? That, my child, I will, O Satyakama. So, in the original text, if you see, you will see Satya, after the word Satyakama, the number 3 is shown there, which means Satyakama, 3 times, A. It is called Dirgha. Satyakama, like we say, my son, like that. So, he heard that voice. In the depths of his heart, because spiritual truths can be only received in the spiritual heart. So, the Rishabha, he said, I am going to tell you one pada of Brahman. Then, the same way, Bhagavan appeared, came into the heart, all from within. When he was completely absorbed, first he came in the form of Vayudevata, then he came in the form of Agni Devata, then he came in the form of Aditya Devata, and then he came in the form of the Prana Devata. And each Devata or Bhagavan, through the instrumentality, in the form of this Vayu, Agni, Aditya, as well as this Prana Devata, Mukhya Prana Devata, taught 4 parts of Brahman. Each Devata taught 4 parts of the Brahman. That is 1/4 of the Brahman. Second Devata, another 1/4. Third Devata, another 1/4. Fourth Devata, another 1/4. And by that time, Satyakama, he became a knower of Brahman. How do we know? Because by the time after the fourth revelation, the next day he must have returned home with complete that kind of face, like the face of a Brahmagnani. As soon as he approached his guru, who is this Gautama Rishi, one look and said, O Satyakama, your face is shining like a knower of Brahman, because they could recognize. Sri Ramakrishna was narrating at Dakshineswar. One day a madcap came and he was in such a horrible condition, maybe terrible bad smell, odor was issuing from him. Anyway, he was very frightful and nobody approached him, nobody allowed him to be near him. So he entered into the temple and praised the Divine Mother Kali with a hymn. And Sri Ramakrishna said, I witnessed it and I saw Divine Mother was hugely satisfied by the hymn of this so-called mad man looking like a madman. Then Sri Ramakrishna followed him. And then even beggars did not allow him to eat. So he went to a refuge. All the leftover foods, many birds, dogs, etc. must be eating. There will be so many things, rats may be there. But happily, he put one hand, because everything is Brahmarpanam only. Everything is food only. He put one hand on one dog and the dog was eating. He was also eating. We know this story. But I am trying to tell you that Sri Ramakrishna recognized this is a Brahmagnani. Only one Brahmagnani can recognize the other Brahmagnani. Gautama Rishi was such a Brahmagnani. So immediately he recognized, O Satyakama, your face is shining like a knower of Brahman. And then, who taught you? Because you did not have this shiny face when you approached me. I knew you were a worthy disciple, student, ready to receive. But I did not recognize that face. But now I sent you to do this karma yoga. And now you come back fully enlightened Brahmagnani. Who taught you? Satyakama said, he did not say, the Upanishad doesn't elaborate, but I am elaborating in my own, through my own understanding. So he must have said, O Gurudeva, you are a knower of Brahman and everything is Brahman. You only bestowed your grace in the form of four non-human beings, four devatas, Vayu Devata, Agni Devata, Aditya Devata, and Prana Devata. So, you have taught me. But instead of saying that, he said, you only taught me. Of course, he did not say, you only taught me. So, other than human beings, non-human beings, not dogs, not a bull, not fire, not two birds, because first it is a bull, second it is the fire he was lighting and meditating upon, then one hamsa, one swan, and fourth was one madgu bird, that is representation of the prana devata. So non-humans means devatas have taught me, but I also have heard knowledge will be complete only when it is taught by another Brahmagnani, a knower of Brahman, who is human instrument. Or, in my understanding, it means you will have to tell me whether I attained really Brahmagnana, or if there is anything remaining, you please make it complete. So, these are the four. First of all, Brahman appeared through the instrumentality of Vayu Devata. And he said, I will tell you one part of Brahman consisting of four parts. One part of Brahman, four kalas. So, Prachidik, Pratichidik, Dakshinadik, Udichidik. That is the east, the west, the south, and the north. So, the whole world is nothing but remaining is contained in space. And only space doesn't have any name.
But for our practical purposes, we give it a name. But the idea is, whichever direction you look, and you are supposed to perceive only Brahman. And Akasha, space, is the very first manifestation of Brahman. And the name of this Brahman, Prakashavan. Prakasha means beautiful light. So whoever meditates upon this first teaching that I have given you, that the space that I experience, we experience, the east, the west, the south, and the north, it is nothing but manifestation of Brahman in the form of these four directions. And you will have to give a name for this Saguna Brahma, personalized Brahman, and that is called Prakasha. Prakasha means revealing. Prakasha means light. And whoever meditates, he will become Prakashavan. That is the first. Then next day, Satyakama must have thanked the Agni Devata, and his face started shining a little bit like a Noira Brahma. Then he understood. The Rishabha came and said, "You are not aware, but we have become strong, both health-wise and also numerical-wise. We have become 1,000. You have promised your guru, I will not return until all these numbers become 1,000. Now, you drive us back to the guru, because your karma yoga had yielded result. You don't need to do anything else. The cows are only an excuse, an instrument for purifying one's own heart. That's why everything is an excuse. You serve patients, that is, a patient is an excuse. You are supposed to see only Shiva there. So, if you are a teacher, whomsoever you are teaching, that is the manifestations of Shiva. If you are a doctor, whomsoever you are tending to make them remove their ailments, make them health, they are nothing but Roginarayanas. In Swami Vivekananda's words, these are the Roginarayanas or Daridra Narayanas. Try to remove their poverty. But they are all Shivas, Narayanas. So the cows, they are not cows. They are all Narayanas, cow devatas. And that with that attitude, this belongs to our Guru. It is Guru's property. I am worshipping my Guru through the service of these cows and bulls, etc. So the bull came and said, "We have become, you are not aware, we have become 1,000, drive us back." But he got the 1/4 of Brahman in the form of spatial Brahman, Akasha Brahma. Next day, again, early morning, he started driving the cows home, and in the evening came, the cows had settled down to sit and then do what they have to do. And Satyakama lit a fire and again was absorbed. Suddenly he heard another voice. And this time the Agni Devata itself, in the form of the fire in front of him, said, "O Satyakama, yes, Bhagavan, I am going to teach you, enlighten you about 1/4 of the Brahman in the form of this creation." So what does he say? Prithivi, Antariksham, Diyohu, Samudraha, Brahmanaha, Anantavan, Nama. What is he say? This earth upon which you are living, Bhuhu, Antariksham, and the Loka, the world, Bhuvarloka, the in-between space, Diyohu, the all the upper worlds, the Svargaloka, the heavenly world, and this vast number of oceans in the form of water. All these things is 1/4 of the Brahman. And the name of this Brahman in the form of the earth and the intermediary space and the highest space, in other words, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha and Svaha, in other words, all the 14 lokas. And if you study the Bhagavatam, so in the Balichakravarti, so Bhagavan Vishnu, he had occupied the Bhuhu, bhuvaha and swaha. 3. Third feet was not complete. Said, where shall I put now my foot? And then he says, put it on my head. That means you dwell in my head. If Narayana dwells in our head, in our Sahasra Talapadma, as Shiva himself, that means I am an enlightened person. And ever since, Bhagavan Narayana, this Palichakravarti, he offered himself, sacrificed himself, merged himself. His separate individual personality was completely merged in Bhagavan Narayana. Only Narayana remains. You call him Jivan Mukta so long as the body is alive. And this Bali Chakravarti was the grandson of the one of the paragon of devotees called Prahlada. So that is the symbolical story. And here the same thing is being repeated. Prithivi Antariksham Devohu. And then what is it that sustains the entire earth, all its creatures that are born here? It is the Samudra. Don't be surprised. Samudra means the ocean, the seas. How does it sustain? Because all the rivers in the form of the water, in the form of the rivers, without rivers, what are you going to do? The earth become dry, nothing will grow, all plantation will die, all the living creatures will die, and you will not know, nobody will know that anything is left. There is a place, there is a world called Prithvi Loka. Nobody will know about it. Nobody will know there is a higher world. Nobody will know there is a Swargaloka. Because when there is no body, there is no mind, there is no prana, therefore there is no consciousness. So, I am only manifesting. Brahman alone is manifesting in the form of the earth, in the form of the Bhuloka, Bhuvarloka, Suvarloka, and we have seen this in the Taittiriya Upanishad Upasana. Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, Mahaha. So Samudra and Brahmana. This is one part of the Brahmana consisting of the earth and the intermediary space and the highest Swargaloka or paradise, and then all the vast ocean, because who sustains all these worlds? Only the Samudras. It is the water of the Samudra that does it. But how does the waters of the ocean become the food, the sustaining material that is going to come next? So the second Agni revealed another 1/4. So already Satyakama knew 1/4. Now he knows 2/4. And the name of this manifestation of Brahman in the form of the earth, in the form of the Antariksha, in the form of the Dyav, Bhu, Bhuvaha, Svaha, and in the form of the ocean is called Anantavan. That means this cosmos is infinite. Infinite means nobody can grasp how vast it is. It is beyond the capacity of even our wildest imagination. So now immediately it is coming as an intuition, as an one's own inner understanding. Now Satyakama became half enlightened. Then a third part will come now. Then Aditya, the Surya Devata, the Hiranyagarbha in the form of the Aditya, he came Aditya in the form of a Hamsa. Hamsa means swan. So second day, he got half 50% of the Brahmagnanam. So he must have been contemplating. And then next day he got up, gathered the cows, started journey back home to his Gurukula. And third day evening, when dusk came, he lit up the fire and his face already was starting to shine like bright sunlight. And he was absorbed. And then what happened? The Hamsa, that is Aditya, Surya. What is it telling? Agnihi, Suryaha, Chandraha, Vidyut. All what is called four elements filled with divine light. Agni means fire, Surya means light, Chandra means light, Vidyut lightening. So this is the third quarter of Brahman knowledge. So the Aditya Devata in the form of the Hamsa taught this to Satyakamaja Bala, and he understood it intuitively. What is it? Satyakamaja Bala's intuition appeared in the form of Aditya Devata and instructed him that wherever you see fire, whenever you see fire, whenever you see the sun, not the burning star, not the burning gas, but Surya Devata, as we have seen in the Isavasya Upanishad, that I am worshipping you, Hiranmayena Patrena Satyasya Apihitam Mukham. So that is the real Surya, the real manifestation of Atman in the form of the Surya, and in the form of the fire, in the form of the Chandra, and in the form of the lightning, and etc. We have to say. Lightning means what? There will be thunder. Lightning and thunder means what? There will be rain. Rains means what? There will be water, plenty of water. Both temporary water and flowing water. So, this Hamsa, or rather Aditya Devata, intuitively answered, I am going to teach you, O Satyakama Jabala, the third quarter of Brahman, and whenever you see the sun god, wherever you see the Chandra god, the moon god, or god in as the manifestation in the form of Chandra, and whenever you see Vidyut, so much of power is there in each one of them, and they are the ones who are sustaining, upholding the life that we are all living, and yet we are not aware of it. So, this is the third quarter of the Brahman, and because these are all shining entities identified as manifestation of Brahman, so for Brahmanaha Jyotishman Nama, the name of the manifestation of Brahman in the form of the fire, the sun, the moon, and the lightning is called Jyotishman. The very name, Jyoti means light. So this is the manifestation of Brahman, third quarter of the Brahman. Wherever you see light, wherever you see heat, and that is nothing but Brahman. So whoever meditates upon this Brahman in the form of Jyotishman, then he will become Jyotishman. I forgot to tell you that this is the essence of what we are going to discuss in future. So what is it? The first quarter of the Brahman, wherever you look, whenever you look to the east, I am looking at Brahman. You look to the west, I am looking at Brahman. You look to the south, I am looking at Brahman. That means whatever appears in that direction, everything is manifestation of Brahman. So whenever I am looking at the north, that is manifestation of Brahman. And then everything becomes prakasha, that is enlightenment will come. And then the second, Agni Devata, said, whenever you behold the prithvi, the earth, and whenever you behold, is technically it is called Bhuloka, and whenever you look up and say it is shining, it is Antariksha, interspace, intermediary space. And whenever you look at Dyauhu, the highest Loka, even Brahma Loka, or look at the vast oceans, and then you are looking at every drop of water. It is all coming from the ocean, and it is because of the Bhagavan, Agni, Surya, Chandra, and Vidyut. So the name of this third one is called Anantavan Nama. Infinity is the name of the third quarter of Brahman. And whoever contemplates Brahman as the earth, Bhuloka, Bhuvarloka, Suvarloka, and then the oceans, he will also become like Brahman, infinite, limitless. Everything he possesses will be limitless. That is to say, nothing will be lacking. And the last quarter of the Brahman, start by Adit, what is called Pranadevata. What is the Pranadevata? It came in the form of a Madgu bird. And this Madgu bird is only an external form. Really, who assumed the form of the Madgu bird is none other than Pranadevata. And then what is Pranadevata is talking about? Is talking Pranaha, Chakshuhu, Shrotram, Manaha. This is the fourth quarter of Brahman. All the other descriptions given earlier also, it is all possible only because of Prana. Because of Prana, the eyes function, the body functions, the mind functions, the consciousness functions, all because of this Pranadevata. We also saw it earlier. So this, especially in the Taittiriya Upanishad, we have seen second chapter, second section, what is the described as Pranadevata. So that is called Pranarupa Brahma, Pranamaya Kosha. So here the Pranadevata is coming. Pranadevata can tell most accurately about Pranadevata. Who knows better than Pranadevata? What is prana? So he says, pranaha, chakshuhu, shrotram, manaha. So, Brahman, I, the Pranadevata, am a manifestation of Brahman, and I am manifesting in every person in the form of prana, in the form of chakshu. Chakshu means the eye, the power of the eye, not only external eye, but the internal eye, that means right knowledge. Shrotram. What does the shrotram means? The sense organ of hearing. And that also indicates what does come in, whatever comes through this eye and through this ear. And we have to add what is called etc. etc. That means the tongue and the nostrils and the tvak or the skin. That is all the five sense organs. That is what we have to understand. Ultimately, that which combines all the separate knowledges that come in through the separate channels called the sense organ of the seeing, sense organ of hearing, etc., they're all collated, harmonized, and a definitive knowledge will be manifesting. That is called manaha. Mind is that which harmonizes all the information that is coming through individual channels and makes it a complete, unique source of knowledge to all of us. So that is called mind. So Pranadevata is telling, but prana is important. So Pranadevata is talking about prana and its functions. Aditya, the sun god, is manifesting about, is talking about himself, how he is manifesting as the fire, as the sun that we see, as the moon that we see, as the lightning that we experience. And the Agni Devata, because Agni gives rise to waters. Remember, in the Krama of the Panchabhutas. So, the Agni Devata knows better about Agni Devata than anybody else. So, it is telling, I am only manifesting as the earth, as the Antariksham, Bhuloka, Bhuvarloka, as well as Dyauhu, that is Suvarloka or heavenly worlds, interspatial world, and as Samudra, I am only maintaining this entire creation in the form of these. And then of course Vayu Devata, what does it know better than? Vayu is that one which moves about. Without, if it cannot move, it cannot be called Vayu. And therefore, whatever moves and whatever makes everything else move, that is called Vayu Devata. And that Vayu Devata is what you call in the form of the bull. What did it say? So you look to the east, to the west, to the south, to the north, is nothing but you will see that you will feel me, and I am able to move only because of the space. So space is Brahman. Vayu is Brahman, Agni is Brahman, Samudra or waters is Brahman, Prithvi of course is Brahman, That means the entire creation is Brahman. Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. And the fourth one, that is called Ayatavan, that which is the support of this entire creation in the form of the prana. Without prana, nobody knows whether there is a living creature or even whether there is a non-living creature. Therefore, whoever contemplates on Brahman in this fourth part of the revelation of Brahman to Satyakama, Ayatanavan Nama. With this, Satyakama received from through the four channels of Brahman in the form of Vayu Devata, Agni Devata, and Aditya Devata, and Prana Devata, complete knowledge of Brahman. That means everything that we experience, the experiencer, the experienced, the subject, the object, everything is nothing but Brahman. And Satyakama, through his Karma Yoga, was ready. He heard these words. Maybe he had contemplated Manana, and he became Brahman. And his face started shining like Brahman. The result of the contemplation of each of these parts is a person who succeeds step by step, he will, whatever he is contemplating, he will become that. He will attain that means he will become that. There is a beautiful law that whatever we contemplate, that's what we become. In ordinary English language, this is what we call. That is, whatever you are, what your thoughts are. You are what you think. Such marvelous way teaching about Brahman, about the ultimate reality, in the form of this beautiful story, this is the essence. And then the rishi is concluding it. Whoever, Satyakama is only one person, whoever knows Brahman in these forms, that everything is Brahman, he alone is a true Brahmagnani. Everybody is qualified, nobody is barred, everybody will realize. Then only we have to remove the obstacle, the kosha, the covering, and we will realize what happens. There would be only Brahmananda. There would be no fear at all. So here also, I will conclude this talk with the last observation. In Brihadaranyaka, the saying, Dvitiyadvai Bhayam Bhavati. So, fear comes from the existence of the second. If there is no second, there would be no fear. So, fear here can be identified as suffering, as dukkha. All dukkhas come only from the second. When there is no second, there would be neither sukha nor dukkha, but continuous sukha, which is otherwise called ananda, about which we will talk in our next class. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Mohur Mohoho. May Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.